British soldiers have been accused of inhumane and degrading treatment of wounded and broken young men by lawyers representing the Iraqi victims and their families at the Al Sweedy inquiry, a claim the Ministry of Defense has called the product of lies. Bitter claims and counterclaims were exchanged on the final day of a year-long hearing looking into the conduct of British personnel at the Battle of Danibor in Iraq in May 2004.
So let's hope that this public inquiry will not only create a scapegoat, small fish, but also go to the top of who is given the order to abuse Iraqi civilians and killing Iraqi civilians and abusing Iraqi civilians and British military bases in the south of Iraq.
The inquiry, named after a 19-year-old killed by British troops, was set up in 2009 to examine allegations of mistreatment. It's seen thousands of official documents and heard from over 600 witnesses. The Ministry of Defense did not agree to willingly air its dirty laundry publicly. In fact, it took pressure from the British courts to get the case to the inquiry phase. And with a bill of some 20 million and counting, whatever the outcome of this inquiry, it would have been a very expensive lesson for the British government. Sir Tane Forbes, the inquiry's chairman, is expected to report by the end of the year, but will the results matter?
I think it matters, actually, because the people who are conducting such atrocities against the Iraqi people, they have to be accountable to at least to the family of the victims as well. And these families, they need to have a conclusion for the loved one being killed and abused by the British soldiers as well. The Ministry of Defense always want to hush these kind of cases down.
Lawyers acting for both the MOD and the Iraqis will have a chance to respond to any claims made on the final day of the hearing at a later date. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.